It's Clan Radio, sponsored by Wellwood Communications. A 5-2 loss for Braehead Clan tonight. With me is the head coach, Ryan Finnerty. Ryan, 5-2 in the end, but you must be pleased with the performance, at least for the most part.
Well, it's definitely more inspiring than it's been in the last couple of weeks. And, you know, having those guys back in our lineup, you can tell has made a big difference here. Obviously, you know, we ran into a very, very, very good Belfast team who's on a good run right now, playing good hockey. And, you know, I thought if we had a couple bounces go our way, you know, we're right in there. But we did a lot of positive stuff. We're a little rusty. I mean, you saw that when we were on our breaks and you know, when we counter 3-on-2, we looked a little rusty, and you got to expect that. Like I said, it's almost like a team that's been thrown back together here. We've been hurt for so many weeks, and it's frustrating. Obviously, you just want to put an end to the losing streak, but you got to be realistic and optimistic. We have this team that we had tonight in the last 2 weeks. We're not sitting here with 4 losses in a row. We know that. You know, the league's too good to compete with the lineups we've been forced to play with. And tonight, we saw a lot of good signs. You know, obviously we don't like losing, especially at home, but we saw a lot of good signs, and there's a lot of life from our fans, which is positive. You know, I think they know that we battled hard tonight, and we just got to find a way. We've got to find a way and grind it out, you know, and get that confidence back in the room, because you can tell the guys are a bit down and just need pucks start falling for us.
Was 5-2 maybe a harsh score line, do you feel?
Yeah, I mean, obviously it's a 4-2 game with an empty net goal, you know, so. Yeah, we had a chance. You know, Brooksy hits a crossbar there with about 3 minutes left, and you know, they got a couple power play goals. They got a deep team. You know, when you look at that team, they're very deep. They got talent across 4 lines. You know, and they're good. You know, and they should be. But we got to focus on here now is one, you know, trying to keep a full lineup. You know, now we got Jackman's going to go to the hospital tonight. He took a puck off the ankle in the first period here.
Yeah, something on the way out, yeah.
Doesn't look good here. And but we feel if Nesbitt, it will play tomorrow. You know, and Jack will probably rest here depending on the results. You know, but so it'll be a different look. You know, forced to do a different look with running 5 D-men, which we're comfortable with. A lot of those guys, Fritchie plays really well with more minutes. Sully actually plays very well when he gets more minutes. And so we're confident going with that. And obviously we load up our imports on the 8 line here with Dalman and Nezzy and Benny, probably taking a look at the line and then having the rotation center through Harps and McKenzie. So it's something we wanted to have a look at anyways. Obviously with the offense we've been struggling, we're going to overload the top half here and see what happens. But, you know, right now it's... it's a tough time, you know. This organization, we've never sustained losses like this, and it's easy to get down and negative, and you know, we got to find a way to come above that here. It's been a hellish month, you know, as far as injuries and realistically, you know, we haven't had the chance to compete until tonight, and I thought we did a lot of good things. I thought we still look a bit rusty, but I think there's still some positive signs, and we just need some confidence. You know, you just need confidence.
And of course, that takes us to the Panthers tomorrow. They reached the Challenge Cup final in the week, a rousing 10-0 aggregate win over Sheffield Steelers, but they lost on Friday to Belfast. They want to get themselves back on track, won't they?
Yeah, you know, they. You know, this league's funny. You know, there's no... It's like the show, you know. You can't predict who's going to beat who. I mean, Coventry go into Cardiff and win tonight, and so you gotta make sure that you're going. And it's a sign of a good league when you couldn't tell you know, nobody can predict who's going to win at the start of the night. And right now we gotta get worry about ourselves, not worry about where we are in the league. We gotta make sure that we get our game back to that level that we were at coming through Christmas, and it's going to take some time. It's not going to happen overnight. It's not going to happen just because Matt Keith's back in our lineup. You know, you saw what he can do. You saw when he plays, Mizey plays better, and you know, when we'll get that going. It's going to take some time. We're going to need some patience, but tomorrow's another great chance to hopefully work on that, and God willing, we'll keep some bodies in this lineup.
Thanks, Ray.
Thanks.